start of another crazy week here at the flip side. It is Monday, July the 2nd. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Well, I guess it's only apropos that a crazy weekend is followed by a crazy week. For those who don't know, this weekend, Mexico held its elections. And the results are in. And it seems as though best way I can explain Mexican elections is the party that many equate to the Republican Party in the U.S. Won the election. The socialists lost. And I'm not sure how much alcohol played into the results of the Mexican election. I ran headlong into a very old, quaint Mexican law of the weekend that's been in place, I guess, since the Mexican Revolution. Every Saturday morning I do my shopping chores at Costco in downtown Cabo San Lucas. And to my horror, on Saturday morning when I was checking out with a cart full of fine Costco steaks and a case of cerveza, I was informed that I wouldn't be allowed to buy any beer. Apparently, in Mexico, 24 hours before an election, the entire country of Mexico becomes a dry state. And how are gringos supposed to enjoy a Sunday barbecuing steaks without the obligatory cerveza? Anyway, I survived. now we deal with the crazy week ahead of us. And it is a crazy week just simply because of a holiday thrown in on Wednesday for July the 4th. Canadian markets are closed today because of Canada Day. U.S. markets will be closed on Wednesday for July the 4th. And when we return, we once again have to deal with the ADP report and then the big kahuna being the jobs report coming out on Friday. So how is Wall Street dealing with the start of a new week? In light of everything that was expected. Numbers for you when we return after these messages.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
This first day of trading in the third quarter, Dow in the red by 67 points at 12,812, reflecting disappointment in the ISM data that came out this morning that shows continued weakness in U.S. manufacturing. No shock or surprise there. NASDAQ, likewise, also in the red, down marginally at 2,934. U.S. dollar, stronger by 35 basis points, dollar index at 81.94. What perhaps is a little surprising is crude oil. Crude oil weaker by $1.40. at $83.50 a barrel. I say that just simply because Iran this morning announced that the Iranian parliament is looking at proposals to block the Strait of Hormuz for ships connected to those European countries that joined in the boycott of Iranian oil. We saw a brief spike in the price of gold and silver on that news. Gold was trading above 1600 at 1604, now sitting off 40 cents at 1599. Silver up 7 cents at 2766. Platinum up 2 at 1456. And palladium off 3 at 584. The thing that's probably more amazing, but then again, nothing that CNBC does that amazes me, but no talk about the expose that came out over the weekend about Barclays Bank together with probably J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, UBS and the Royal Bank of Scotland manipulating the LIBOR interest rate. But then again, I guess nobody is shocked or amazed about manipulation in the financial markets. And obviously no talk about the bogus a European deal of last week, which has done nothing to solve any of the Europeans' debt problem. And as Jimmy Rogers said over the weekend, it's crazy to think that there's any sort of resolution to the European debt crisis when the only solution to the problem is piling on more debt. And you are not going to solve the crisis until there's a great reset of the global economy where debts are forgiven, bankrupted and closed, and the entire world's banking sector is reformed and currencies are pegged to a monetary unit backed by gold and silver. On my website today, there's numerous stories that deserve your attention, including one that was from a June 25th Forbes magazine article entitled Golden Rule for Prosperity, where Forbes argues that a return to the gold standard could ultimately save the world's economy. I mean, after all, what do you trust more? Do you trust gold or do you trust paper money? And you know what really amazes me? Is the very little attention being given by the media to the announcement last week that the controller of the currency, the FDIC, and the Fed all announced they were looking at gold becoming a tier one asset class for banks. B- by giving gold a tier one asset class simply means that gold is a risk-free asset. And in today's economic uncertainty, any asset class that can be labeled as risk-free, one would assume it would have received a lot of media attention. But assuming that is once again proof of the fact that when you assume something, you are just making a fool out of you and me. I mean, after all, when it was originally announced that gold was going to become a tier one asset group, CNBC decided that this was a good time to bring out a discredited economist to make the statement that gold was going to $700. I mean, it's almost mind-boggling in the arrogance of the folks over at CNBC. And this is supposed to be a financial a news service recognized as the world leader in business news. And yet they bring out this guy called Yanni Jacobs from Chart Profit Capital, who has been a gold bear for as long as I can recall, coming out to tout his misguided opinion that gold is going to $700 an ounce. Well, the fact that CNBC doesn't want to talk about gold being a tier one asset, don't expect them to do any stories in the future about the $289 trillion problem that we are ultimately going to have to face. And that the best calculated guess of the world's financial system to the derivatives debacle. And as we have mentioned before, when you look at the global derivatives market, it is currently sitting at $1.2 quadrillion. Jeff Clark from Daily Reckoning thinking after these messages.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
To the flip side for this Monday. So in light of gold and by default silver being granted Tier 1 asset status, I find Jeff Clark's article "Is a Table Set for a Mania in Gold and Silver" very informative. Because what Jeff Clark did was he took a look at cash levels among various investor groups to get a feel for what's out there, as well as how the current money supply compares. Data from some institutional investors is hard to come by. But he put together a sliver of information that is available about current cash levels. And he compared the cash and short-term investments of S&P 500 companies along with the M1 money supply to gold, silver, ETFs, coins, and equities. And he says, when you put this information together, it is rather striking. He says, naturally, not all this money, or even a big chunk of it, will be used to buy GLD, Barrick, or American Gold and Silver Eagles, but it's clear any significant fraction of the cash sloshing around the economy were used to buy gold, it would have a major impact on the price of gold, which would trigger the mania. I fully expect a mania to happen. So let's take a quick look at what kind of impact we could experience if just a small amount of available funds were devoted to various forms of gold and silver. The entire worldwide value of all gold exchange-traded products currently represents just 2.1% of the cash short-term investments held by S&P 500 corporations. If 20% of these companies decided to put a mere 5% of their available holdings into precious metals vehicles, the value would more than double. If just 1% of the physical currency, otherwise known as M, floating around the system, were used to buy gold eagles, it would be 13 times more than the entire value of all coins purchased last year. If corporations chose to invest 1% of their cash in silver ETFs, it would surpass the total current value of all ETFs. If corporations move 5% of their short-term investments evenly into gold stocks, the market cap of every gold company would increase by 20%. If they chose silver stocks, they each would grow by a factor of 6. 5% of M1 would increase the market cap of gold producers by 14%. The same fraction would be 3 to 4 times bigger than the entire current value of all primary silver producers. Now, this is just S&P 500 corporations. There are many more corporations in the world, as well as pension funds, hedge funds, sovereign wealth funds, mutual funds, private equity funds, private wealth funds, insurance companies, and other ETFs. It's striking when you really stop to think about just how big the impact could be if some significant fraction of the larger financial world started chasing the small niche market that is gold and silver. Such cash inflows would send our industry to the moon. In the meantime, keeping our eye on the big picture forces that have yet to play out is the plan to follow. Sooner or later, we'll kick that will push, drag, or compel the mainstream into the gold and silver sector. We should all be thinking on how to beat them to it. And we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg,
vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Monday, and as I check the current spot price on crude oil, and this is what always amazes me. Crude oil now down by a tad more than $2. And it's obvious that the traders saw the Reuters report this morning, but have decided that it's no big deal. This is what Reuters said this morning. A member of the Iranian parliament said that Iran will close the Straits of Hormuz if economic sanctions against the Islamic Republic take effect. Spokesman told Reuters that we'll take the control of the Hormuz Strait. If we are supposed to be sanctioned, we will not allow a drop of oil to pass through the strait. He went on to add that Iran has stored up imports and hard currency for a battle against European Union sanctions. And I have no doubt that we will start to hear the drums of war starting to beat ever louder because of this statement. Because the probability of some form of military action in the Middle East grows stronger by the day. And there's no question both the U.S. Senate and the U.S. Congress being in the pocket of the Israeli lobby. They are doing everything in their power to push forward the AIPAC agenda. Of moving towards some sort of military action. And I'm sure as the economic situation deteriorates, it will be looked at as a necessary diversion. On Friday, Charles Colson told us about the farm bill that's coming up for a vote this week, which has mandates for ethanol. And ultimately, this farm bill is not only a bad bill because of the ethanol mandates, but ultimately it's going to have a serious effect on food prices. There was an article over the weekend in the Washington Post that warned about rising food prices in the U.S., not because of the ethanol fuel mandates, but rather because of drought. It says a drought in the Corn Belt and elsewhere in the Mideast has pushed the bushel price of corn up about 27% in the past month alone, and there's little sign of rain in the near future. a forecast that could soon push up food costs across the country came from meteorologists. We've had extended periods of drought this year. Corn is among the most valuable U.S. crop, and its price has ripple effects, a wide range of food prices. Rising corn prices mean higher costs for beef production, who use it to feed their livestock. It also means that some fields planted with other crops will be shifted into corn production. In addition, it puts upward pressure on the price of it. Getting a big corn crop is important for everyone, said agricultural economist from Texas A&M. So with everything else you have to worry about, yes, you got to worry about escalating food prices. Now, tomorrow on the show, we'll have a second visit from Bob Moriarty. And although I should say if what I'm about to say for tomorrow's show, let me just give you a quick heads up. Bob Moriarty is one of only a handful of people who write about junior miners that, unlike many who offer opinions, Bob actually spends his time visiting many of these mining operations. Now, one thing I know about Bob is if he writes about a particular mining operation, he is very upfront in telling you that he holds a position in that company. In other words, he is not like many other gold and silver mining analysts that only write favorably about companies that they have a vested interest in. Now, as you know, I've been dabbling in the miners for a few years now. And I believe I've learned some valuable lessons. No more valuable than anybody else out there that has speculated in the miners. And there's no question, I'll have questions for Bob tomorrow about some of the miners that I have a vested interest in, just for my own, if you will. And by and large, a lot of you know the miners that I have a passion for. Obviously, we have Agnico Eagle, which is a sore point with me, just for no other reason than a few years ago, I thought it would be a smart idea to eliminate counterparty risk and buy my shares in Agnico Eagle directly from the company so that I actually hold the share certificate. And there's no question. If mines in Agnico Eagle were electronic, there's a very good possibility that I would have sold them a long time ago. But by holding the certificates, obviously it's a pain in the butt. Because it requires doing a lot of stuff that's time-consuming as opposed to just simply hitting a keystroke on my laptop. I also have positions in some of my favorites, like mining. I've had a love-hate relationship with Hecla. Same goes for Silvercorp and Golden Star Resources and Prantha Gold. And I have a small position in one of the miners that Bob spoke about in one of his op-eds of a few weeks ago. And that's a local silver miner. And it's more for entertainment purposes than anything else. But also let me say that the money that I have invested in miners is money that I can afford to lose. Not that I want to lose, but put it this way, if I did lose everything that I have in the miners, it wouldn't be a financial setback. In other words, what I'm saying is I don't speculate with money that I cannot afford to lose. Because I know we all have a tendency. See, when we are invested in something, whether it's gold or silver or miners or stocks, that you have this tendency to watch them each and every day. And I know that must drive some people completely nuts, especially when you've got an investment vehicle which on a daily basis does nothing more than lose value. And that's why I find that story about gold getting Tier 1 stats so amazing that it hasn't received more widespread publicity. I mean, what other investment vehicle can anyone name out there? Name one single asset vehicle that has achieved stats of being risk-free. I mean, even banks can't guarantee you a risk-free investment. Some misguided banks may look at CDs as being a risk-free investment, but they are not. They are CDs are nothing more than certificates of depreciation because your asset value is based on the value of the U.S. dollar. And the argument I make to many people is since 2000 when gold was $250 till today we're at $1,600, that's not representative of gold price going higher. That's more representative of how your dollar has lost purchasing power. In other words, in 2000, you could have bought for $250. Today, it's going to take you $1,600 to buy the same stuff. So I look at the rise in gold price as being more a reflection of a loss of purchasing power. This is not complicated stuff in any way, shape, or form. And so as we look out to the horizon, you know, I don't have a timeline. I can't predict when markets are going to do whatever they're going to do. But I do know that analysts will be vindicated in less than 5 years. Anyway, we'll take another quick timeout and be right back and wrap it up for this first trading day in the third quarter after these messages.
Paper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You know, this current debate over the recent Supreme Court's ruling on Obamacare is something I find rather amusing. The initial knee-jerk reaction by so-called conservative pundits was hysterical, to put it bluntly. The darling of the so-called conservative right, went from hero to zero in as many minutes as Roberts was vilified as some closet liberal pushing his socialist agenda onto the American people. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and the rest of the chat boss out there excoriating Roberts. And very little supportive arguments for his ruling. And Fox News has done its best to continue the mantra by bringing out, I didn't know America had so many constitutional experts available at Fox News. It seems every day they discover some new constitutional expert who will come out and argue in Fox's favor. But if you search around the web, you will find a number of commentaries that said, you know, Roberts actually made the right call and upheld the integrity of the Supreme Court, which had been damaged over the years by various decisions, such as the Bush v. Gore decision. So we do live in a very confused world out there. And in large part confused because of the misinformation that Fox parrots 24/7. It is a worthless source for news and information. As far as to say its only equivalent for useless information is CNBC. Both on par with offering useless information. It gives me an opportunity to plug my website. If you are not looking for useless information, but information that you use, I suggest you go to my website at robbienoll.com. And today is no exception. There's a whole plethora of stuff we failed to get. It's there for you. Anyway, my friends, stand by for Spagnola Speaks coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll do this again tomorrow with special guest Bob Moriarty talking about the mind.